Our next guest is Gary Bennett. Gary is a technology specialist and the president of Whitehall University. Almost a year ago, Gary was on a Whitehall cruise, and after hearing our presentation, came up and approached me with an idea that led to the university. First of all, the Whitehall University is one of several coaching tools that Gary has helped us develop. I guess you would call it virtual coaching and virtual coaching tools. In all, there are four virtual coaching tools. Number one, statistical practice analysis and ranking with other doctors. Number two, patient satisfaction surveys actually done right in your office over the internet. Number three, doctor and staff report cards. And number four, the big one, staff training online, literally the Whitehall University. Gary, did I get that about right?
That's right, Greg. The first virtual coaching tool is the rank your practice and statistical analysis.
Gary, you know, I've had doctors for years. I felt like they joined our coaching program for no reason other than just to find out how they're doing relative to everybody else. So what you're telling me is that a doctor can log on, post their statistics, and then look at everyone else's in the country?
That's what's great about the internet, Greg, is that you can go online real time, enter this information on a monthly basis, and see how you're doing that particular day with everybody else.
Now, do I just see how I'm doing with everybody else, or do I get to see what each other doctor is doing individually?
Both. You get to see how you're doing and how they're doing in relationship to you.
So I can crawl around in other people's practices and learn all about how they do what they do.
You're allowed to see a lot of key information. Obviously, you're not going to see the name of the practice or maybe the specific address of the practice, but you'll see the state, their size, and all the information that's relative to and relevant to you.
So then I log on with a username, put in my data, and anything that I enter, I can go look at other people's.
That's right. Anywhere in the world, on the internet, you can go with a username and password any time of the day and view that information.
Okay, now you said that I'm ranked. Tell me about that. I'm ranked with other practices. What does that mean?
We enable the doctors to view how the practices are doing relative to themselves. They can go in there and see how the Whitehall 100 doctors are, how many referrals they have, how many new patients they have, what the production total of their offices are, what the total production per hour is, what the production per operatory is, what the case average is, what the overhead is, both by the specific practice and by their practice relative to the other practices.
So it also ranks these, and it shows a graphic comparison, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a really slick, easy-to-view interface, Greg, where they can see both the charts and the data underlying the charts on one screen.
Forever, we've had software that told us something about our practice, but it never compared us to the country on a real-time basis.
Well, that's because that was software. This is the internet, Greg. They can go on the internet and view real-time with no software installed, just with a web browser, this information.
All right, that's the statistical analysis. And relative to that, let me just say that when we're referring to statistics, we think of the numbers themselves, the relationships between those numbers. For example, case average is new patients divided into total collections. That's a relationship. And number three is trends. So we're looking for actual statistics, ranking ourselves with others with our performance. The relationships between statistics. This is when it becomes a true analysis. Patient management index, how you're doing relative to case presentation. You think you're great, everybody loves you. Well, yes, you have a high case average, but you have no referrals. So this process actually does more than rank the practice. It analyzes the practice. And finally, the trends. We're looking for where you're headed month to month. Are referrals going up or down? And next is the patient satisfaction survey. This is a 10-question questionnaire that we put on the internet, and it's filled out by patients actually in your practice. Statistics tell us, for example, that your referrals are down. A patient satisfaction survey, however, tells us exactly why. It enables us to pinpoint the problems. Otherwise, we're always thrashing around trying to figure out why numbers are doing what they're doing. We found that so much of this game is consumerism, as those of you know who've heard our previous recordings. This will be available, if I'm not mistaken, Gary, in
the end of January.
And so the idea will be that a patient sits down in the reception room after their visit, fills out the questionnaire online. It's anonymous, it's scored, you're also ranked, and it sits up there with your other statistics. You're going to see your referral scores, you're going to see your patient satisfaction scores, and all of a sudden, a lot of things are going to become clear to you, why things are the way they are. Believe me when I say that when your staff know that patients are going to score their performance, they will perform differently. Yes, the bonus helps to get them motivated. That's the carrot, so to speak. The patient satisfaction survey is the stick that really drives staff to excellence, because none of them want to see that, you know, their voice over the phone or how they treated people when they came in and so forth was irritating to the patient. So, doctor, this is another powerful tool, not just in upgrading referrals, et cetera, it's going to help you with your staff management job. And tool number three is the doctor and staff report cards. Those of you who have listened to some of our recordings in the past know that we're real big on having doctors and staff scoring each other in a report card setting. So often the doctor is the problem. Can't see it though. Staff can see it, and they tell us in consulting, well, doctor, here's your chance to see what we see about the staff's perception of your performance. And it's also the staff's chance to see how you're scoring them. Now again, this is all anonymous. In that sense, it's confidential, even though it's laying right out there for the whole world to see. We almost see this as an accountability tool as well as a practice management and coaching tool. So that's number three, doctor and staff report cards.
And number four, Greg, is what we're most excited about, is the Whitehall University. Now you know what's broke, what you want to improve upon. Now you have an online university that your staff can go on a regular basis to be trained on the different areas that they need to be improved upon.
Gary, you're telling me that then the first three tools, satisfaction tracking, statistical analysis, report cards, those are really diagnostics. The correction is done in the training and the university.
That's right, and that's why we did Whitehall University, especially how do you train your staff on a reoccurring basis. You get them trained once, and then 6 months later, half of them are gone. This allows you to keep up to speed with the best practices that Whitehall offers.
I'm sure doctors hearing this are wondering, how detailed is the training? Well, first of all, at this point, it's non-clinical. We have two major segments covered. First, there are 10 team leader modules that cover everything a team leader needs to know to build, diagnose, correct for, market, drive a practice on to the next level of production. Also, it has non-clinical training, anything other than what takes place in the back office, answering the telephone, scheduling, collecting money, all the things you want a staff person to know. And Gary, one of the things I'm most excited about with this is not just that staff can do this, that they can get this training, but that it's calibrated. A doctor through the scoring will actually see how trained a staff person is. I believe that staff so often are about half trained. Too many of them are working about at half speed and then they're half trained, and that doesn't really leave much for the practice. You can know that your staff is trained 70% of what the national average is, because when your staff take these tests, they are scored and ranked against every other staff person in the country.
And they can go and see how their staff answered specific questions on the test, how long they spent learning that module, how often they've come back and trained on that module.
I want to warn you too right now that you'll have some staff that will start this process and say, oh, this is too slow, it's too simple, it's too easy, I'm more advanced in this. Well, if they'll stay with the training, they'll find about halfway through that module, it gets very dense and very difficult.
That's right. It starts off from a prospect of somebody who knows nothing about dentistry in that particular office and the Whitehall way of doing things, and then builds up to the very detailed analytical way of that they need to be doing that specific function.
You know, I sat down and worked through these modules myself. I wrote as many of them as I really felt I could do competently. After that, I called on Mike Abernathy. I called on our top team leaders, and we're putting together basically the brain trust of the top practices in this country.
Right. We took the 25 years of these manuals and the best practices that you've trained over the years on and really condensed it down each module in about that they can complete in about a 30-minute segment.
Exactly. So many of our doctors say, you know, if I just had one of those famous team leaders working for me, I could be a big producer too. And, you know, that's really true. So often, some of our superstar team leaders, you could put them in any practice and they would drive it on to incredible numbers. Well, no, we can't give you that team leader, but we can give you the training of the best offices in the country. Your staff can know exactly what these people know. I'm talking about how to collect money from patients that don't have any money, how to get people to stop missing appointments, what to do when your practice goes down, how to get new patients. I mean, from scratch, a staff person all of a sudden is charged with the responsibility of bringing patients into the practice. The programs are there. A whole marketing module is available to team leaders.
They don't need to go to a seminar. They don't need to read a manual, the first day that they come to work. They can go online and go at the pace that they're comfortable with, because everybody learns differently.
And you don't even have to wait till the person starts working for you. Some of you right now will have your eye on somebody that's working somewhere else, and that person won't be available for your office for 2 or 3 months. She could come into the office fully trained.
All they need is an internet connection, and they're up and running.
Exactly, and they can't fool you. We know how long they spent on the module. We know what their score was. So when one of these staff that you have right now, who you're trying to calibrate, maybe she claims that she's fully trained. Well, let's have her tested and see. She tells you that, it was boring, or it wasn't any good, it was worthless. My advice to you is to make sure she takes the module, takes the test before she says that. When she gets a good score, then I'll let her say, this wasn't worth anything.
And we just didn't have technology guys build this. We had top online university trainers put together this material in a fashion the way people learn. It's very interactive. They listen. They watch. They'll do exercises. They'll move the mouse around to complete different things. And they'll take test quizzes before they take the real quiz. So there's a lot. It's very interactive. It's just not listening or reading, you know, volumes of information.
And when staff have completed all of these and they've reached scores of 90% or better, we consider them Whitehall University certified.
That's right. And that certification goes with them in that particular module. So as they move around, if they get transferred, or their husband gets transferred, and they're coming into your practice, and they say, you know what, I already know Whitehall University. I've already been there.
Well, let's look at their scores.
That's right. Look at your scores.
Gary, that really leaves two questions for the doctors. Number one is, how do they actually join? And number two, what's the cost?
How do they join? They go to the internet, whitehalluniversity.com, or give you a call, Greg. And by the end of the day, they'll have somebody from our company call them, walk them through the training, which takes about 15 minutes on how to log in. You'll have your own web address that you'll go to sign up, and we'll make it as customizable and easy as you'd like. And then you're up and running.
So if they want to talk to somebody, they just call the Whitehall office.
That's right.
All right. Number two, what does it cost? You know, we threw around a lot of different prices. We talked to a lot of different doctors about this. When we ran by them what the services were, a lot of doctors were ready to pay what we thought was a pretty good price for this. But we decided instead that what we wanted was something that really served a large group of people. We can always do a high-priced, personal, live, one-on-one coaching program and try to make money. This is a service. And yes, we are going to make a profit at some point, but we are thrilled to offer this service. $250 a month was the first number we threw around. We knew that we'd have a lot of people doing it at that rate. But my marketing guru, Wes Warren, right here in Whitehall, said, no, let's get everybody on it. So I said, what's that number? He said, $97 a month. And I might add, that's for everyone in the practice. In other words, the $97 covers everybody. And here's what you get. You get the patient satisfaction survey service. You get the online report cards for doctor and staff. You get the statistical tracking and analysis and ranking with other practices. And number four, your entire team gets unlimited access to the Whitehall Online University. We're signing doctors up right now at the rate of about 200 a month on the program. What we want to do with this $97 offer is make that available for the first 500 doctors that join. After that, we know it's going to be going up, but we don't know how much. And for the next 100 doctors that sign up on this program, we're going to throw in our Whitehall team training camp. Now, those of you who have been before know it's a powerful meeting, and it goes along the lines of everything else we're doing here with this offer. Training staff, motivating them, ranking practices, that all takes place, as you also know, at the team training camp. Our average doctor that comes to that meeting spends $2,500 on tuitions. So here you can get the $97 a month marketing coordinator telecoaching program. You can get a Whitehall team training camp, all included in this $97 a month offer. So don't wait. Be one of the first 100 doctors to take advantage of this additional $3,500 bonus for anyone that joins the Whitehall University. Thanks for listening.